third hour of the program. You dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. You can go surf around the web, find something you think's interesting, maybe a video or perhaps a news item or a blog post. You take that URL, you plug it into our show prep form at freetalklive.com, submit show prep, and it'll show up on our website. Other listeners can then vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things, too, and the most voted up makes it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see it, talk about it, and other listeners will see it, too. So get over there, get interactive at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
And we go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk more about the food safety, so-called food safety bill here in a little bit. But we've got Tommy on the line in Scotland. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live. Tommy.
You may take it all, but you'll never take it Free Talk Live.
I can't understand. What did he say? Say again, Tommy.
I'll give you his subtitles. Look down at the bottom of your radio. You may take our lives, but you'll never take our Free Talk Live.
I got
not
it this time.
A fight. Not without a fight anyway. If these banksters come in and try to take you off air, then just say, hey, we'll stick the nut in you because we are half a much Scottish lovers.
Your audio levels are kind of going all over the place. Can you make sure you're talking right into your phone?
Is that any better, Ian? Is that good now?
Yes, Tommy, that's better.
So what do you want to share tonight, Tommy?
Hello, Tommy.
Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Nice to speak to you.
All right, Tommy. Let's get to the point of the call.
Hey, come on. May I'm allowed to say hello to somebody?
I don't blame you. She's a very nice lady.
No, but for anybody that I meet, I like to, you know, introduce myself and say hi to them. But I've spoken to your good self many times before. I've just been polite, you know.
I appreciate that, Tommy. But if we spent time being polite with everybody, then we'd spend, like, you know, 10 minutes an hour doing that. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, you know, this gentleman from WikiLeaks.
Julian Assange.
He's been held. Yeah, Julian, yeah. Now, you know, it's a terrible situation on how that we can turn, you know, a whistleblower, someone whose only crime is to expose major crimes that have been happening in the world vis-a-vis the United States of America's government and Great Britain's government and what it's been doing. You know, the biggest criminals who should be sitting in the dock right now are past and previous and current presidents and prime ministers, because they are the terrorists.
Oh, yeah.
They are the illegal war makers who walk into country after country. They're following, Ian, if you look at it and analyse it closely, they're following the same kind of, as you great guys over there would call it, the playbook. They're following the same playbook as their ancestors, as what their forefathers, what they did to economies, what they did to countries.
Yeah.
Endless wars of aggression is good business to countries like Great Britain and America, United States of America, because these two countries are the biggest makers, producers, and exporters of weapons of mass destruction, of armaments, of planes. So it stands to reason that if these two countries, great countries of ours, and they are great because of the people, or the majority of the people who have been dispossessed, who have been disfranchised, who have been oppressed, who have been treated terribly in Great Britain and Ireland and the United States of America by a ruling elite, maybe less than 1%, controlling 95% of the resources of the planet. And
yeah, the more things change, the more they stay the same, huh, Tommy?
You're right, because they've been following the same exact formula. Well,
Tommy, let me ask you something, Tommy.
Go ahead.
What do your people down at the pub there think of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and everything? Are people talking about it, you know, everywhere that you go there in Scotland, or not really?
Well, sadly, Michelle, I became a Muslim just 3 weeks prior to 9/11, so I sadly don't visit any pubs, but for the little coffee shops or the coffee houses that you know, I go for a little cappuccino or a latte, you know.
Yes.
And the word is on the street in Glasgow, it's minus 20, I think, here in Glasgow just now, but the word on the street is that, you know, it's absolutely criminal to put someone behind bars. You know, these charges that he's supposed to be on, rape charges in Sweden, I've heard that if these charges were brought anywhere near in the UK, they wouldn't even get near court. They'd be laughed out. It's not a rape charge. It's nothing of the sort.
No.
And these cases or these charges have been sitting in the background for a number of weeks, if not months. And it's only just been in the last couple of weeks, with the recent exposure that his website is exposed on the American military junta, on the British military junta, and all the little communiques, you know, and all the little stuff. I mean, all the stuff, the majority of the stuff, isn't really damaging to a degree. And most of the stuff, especially the stuff that came out at the start, it seemed to me that this was information that the Americans were wanting to put out there vis-a-vis Iran, you know, all the states around Iran who were saying, oh, you know, we should go and invade Iran. So it seemed like good political manoeuvrings on behalf of the United States military junta.
I would disagree, particularly what was put out by through Bradley Manning, who's being held currently. The footage that was shot of
the helicopter,
of the military.
They were just shooting down unarmed people. You mean
unarmed people?
Yeah.
Correct. Yes, and then laughing and you know, killing them and everything. So I wouldn't suggest that that was allowed by the government.
Well, I mean, if you got 250,000 documents you're releasing, some of them are going to be pretty damning. Some of them aren't going to be that damning.
Mm-hmm.
But the point I'm trying to say that. They're planning, and there's no doubt about it, there's no two ways about it, they're going and they're trying to orchestrate their next imperial war. They're going to,
that much is probably true. I mean, they've always got some sort of naughty plan up their sleeve about how they want to continue on bombing and killing people, because that's good business for their military-industrial complex. So that much I agree with. I don't know if I agree with the conspiracy theory that the government was actually behind the release of the documents. I don't know about that one.
Well, no. You get me wrong on that. You know, I'm not saying they may be not behind it, but what I'm saying, it was very convenient for them. It might have not been them, but they would probably, some of the stuff that came out, because they're trying to agitate a war in Iran. So for the copy that came out at the time with, the Saud family, the Egyptian family saying all bad stuff about Iran, that helps heighten the tension. So yeah, maybe it wasn't the Americans released it. Sorry for picking me up wrong. They may have nothing to do with it. You know.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that in these documents there are some things that might have bolstered their case for war. And I can understand where you're coming from on that. And it just goes to show that the WikiLeaks guys were just releasing everything, not just what was going to look bad for the government guys. And all that, although that said, if they want to go to a war with Iran, they're going to need more than just a leaked document. They're going to need something that is, a little more Pearl Harbor-esque, something a little more noticeable, a little more outrageous.
Gun. That's a smoking gun that they've got sitting in their holster, sitting there that we all know that they're capable of pulling out when they want. False flag operations, they can pull it out of the bag at any given moment without a hesitation, because they've had it in the pipeworks for what happened in 9/11. See the documents regarding what they planned and doing in Cuba 40 years previously. You know, so they've got stuff there waiting to go. So heaven forbid something happens, and then it's easy and convenient. You know, they've managed to get on the last attack, two wars.
They certainly have had many different ways that they've gotten people involved in the wars in the past, and a lot of them have been completely manufactured. Thank you, Tommy, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That much is absolutely the case. 800-259-9231 is the number. Hey, you want to win a two-pack of the Totesac? Call in now at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. Michelle loves her. 603-435-1105. They're great. Totesac. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. We've got the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Wiki.freetalklive.com gets you there. You can edit virtually anything you see. It's wiki.freetalklive.com. And if you're in the market for some silver or gold, there is a good place you can go to take a look-see at some options for you. And I think you're probably going to find that they're pretty good prices. Silver www.freetalklive.com. You can call 877-857-9938. We've teamed up with the folks over at Midas Resources to bring you some very special rates on hand-picked gold and silver pieces. I agree with what Mark says on this, and that is that it's overwhelming when you get into to gold and silver. What do you buy? There are so many choices in the marketplace. And so we've narrowed it down to, you know, basically a handful of selections between gold and silver to, you know, to try to make it easy. And there's different ranges. You can get, you know, the fancier silver and the not-so-fancy silver as well, like the junk silver, I believe it is called. Midas has all that stuff. And you can go to silver.freetalklive.com. And or call 877-857-9938. That's silver.freetalklive.com.
I love having silver and having that feel of real.
It is
value.
Nice.
Yeah,
it is actually it's a great investment to keep your money at the very least up to pace with whatever the inflation is. Mm-hmm. I don't really expect too much more out of it. But on the other hand, you could, you know, I suppose make a profit on it down the line. 1-800-259-9231 is our number. You can bring up what you want. We're going to continue here what we started earlier tonight. And for those of you just tuning in, if you missed it, the details are at naturalnews.com. The Ranger, the Health Ranger,
Health Ranger Mike Adams,
explaining to us 10 myths, 10 lies about the so-called Food Safety Modernization Act. Mm-hmm. And we weren't on board with the entirety of what this guy was saying. He's still calling for government regulation of the industries he doesn't like. He just doesn't like that the industry he likes is being regulated, which I think is a big problem.
I think, actually, in fairness to him, that's slight exaggeration. I think that he was more making the point of there is already legislation in place that supposedly takes care of some of these things. Why are we having to, you know,
have more? Well, because it's never enough for them. There's right. always more that they want to shove down your throat. And what are we on, number eight?
Yes. Line number eight, the FDA just wants to make food safer. And I love what he says here. He says, actually, the FDA wants to make the food more dead. I love that. you know, claiming that the only safe food is sterilized food, which is, you know, the reference back to, like, raw milk, the fact that it's not pasteurized or homogenized, you know, by definition, according to the FDA, means that it's contaminated. As I've mentioned before, I lived in California, and California almonds are responsible for the majority of almonds that are sold throughout the world. And due to the minnow that was held up at the delta there at near Sacramento, water was shut off to Bakersfield in Southern California, meaning that food in the next year is just going to go through the roof because everything dried up, including the almonds. So all the almonds basically died. And now, you know, so now almonds are coming back and they're growing back again. Interestingly enough, along with this FDA, new USDA regulation, almonds must be chemically fumigated or pasteurized. Which means that there will no longer be a raw almond.
Oh man!
In the United States, so you'll have to get raw almonds from Spain or
that's
other countries.
That's crazy. Right. Almonds are expensive enough as is.
Yes, and I personally eat raw almonds, and as opposed to salted or roasted or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so now something that the United States still. Produced more of than any other country in the world is now being shut down, basically.
Oh, that's sad.
So that won't be a huge export out of California any longer and a popular one. So that's that. Number nine, food smuggling is a huge problem in America. One of the main sections of SAS.
Food smuggling.
Yes, S-510 addresses food smuggling. I know.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to do with, you know, the claim that people were hoarding food. Have you recalled?
Well, I remember talking about this before, and the last thing we read on it gave an example of, like, the biggest food smuggling bust they've had in the history of food smuggling. And basically it was some sort of honey manufacturer that was shipping in their honey without going through the appropriate channels.
Right.
And so it was essentially a businessman that wanted to avoid paying the import tariffs on the honey. It wasn't that the honey was bad. It was just that he wanted to avoid the government so he could keep his costs down.
Right.
And so that's what they're trying to do, is they're trying to... Food smuggling makes it sound so clandestine and... you know, very underground,
right,
and bad, but really it's just
farmers taking food to a farmer's market.
You're right. They're going to crack down on that, yeah, as a result of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to basically call you a food smuggler if you are selling food without a government permit, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's correct.
Yeah, this is really scary. I mean, the farmer's markets are great little local get-togethers for people. I mean, the different people that are into that scene get to gather on Saturday morning.
You get
or whatever.
To buy local.
Yeah.
You get to know the person that's growing your food, that you're putting in your body and putting on the table for your family. I think that's incredibly valuable.
But because it's usually done without any kind of governmental approval or say-so or permitting process, they're going to basically say that they're illegal food smugglers if they haven't bowed down to the state, and that's pretty scary.
Yes, it is. And line number 10, Senate Bill 510 will make America's food supply the safest in the world. So America's food supply is among the most chemically contaminated in the world, actually, second only to China. So whether it's the mercury in seafood or BPA in canned soup or MSG in quote-unquote natural potato chips, or all of the other petrochemical cooking agents in food, the standard American diet is anything but healthy. I didn't realize how true this was until I'd eaten food in Europe, actually. And it happened to be, you know, when I was in college and I'd been, pretty poor for some time, putting my way through school and mm-hmm. eating whatever was in the cafeteria. And I went over there and I ate, I remember having a roast chicken and a tomato salad and the tomato tasting like a tomato.
Hmm.
And that sounds so silly and everything, but at that point I came back to the States and I determined that I was going to eat organic, you know, food or whatever. But food is stored for so long, up to a year, in airtight bins after being sprayed, and it has lost most of its nutrients by the time it makes it to the store. And I absolutely support local farming and local consumption.
More coming up here with your calls, your thoughts. You're welcome to chime in on this topic or bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Also, coming up, the porn blockage plan from the UK. They are looking to make a major move to regulate the internet. It's Free Talk Live.
There are 5 things you must do to have great health. Restore an alkaline pH, restore optimum hormone levels, detoxify your body, eliminate infections, and feed your body optimal nutrition. I've seen people with 70% clogged arteries become 100% clear in 12 months. I've seen people lower high blood pressure. I've seen people alleviate depression and all arthritis pain go away in 2 months or less. These and many other benefits await you when you apply the 5 steps to great health. One superfood that I recommend you try to improve your health is called One World Whey. This new remarkable whey protein powder is transforming the health of its users. Users report improved energy, mood, gains in muscle, and even improved breathing. It may sound too simple that a protein powder can do so much, but One World Whey is specially processed to give it its unique potency. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the
the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have micro plant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hello. At OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. Totally free. We've got the news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for our email updates or Twitter or Facebook. Sent out an update earlier today thanking everybody who took the time to vote for Free Talk Live. It's because of you, if you voted, it's because of your votes that is why we won this year's podcast awards.
Yay!
So, yeah, thanks again. You made it possible for us to do this 5 times now. They've had the podcast awards 6 years. We only missed 1 year, and that was last year. So we actually took it back.
Yes.
We won 4 years in a row, lost one, and now we've taken it back thanks to you. So that's what I sent the update about. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for those updates and be kept in the loop. Michelle, we haven't had any baklava yet tonight.
Oh.
Would you like to a little bit later on? Because we've got it.
Yes.
Mandrake's baklava. George's famous baklava. You can get it at mandrake.com. And if you're looking for the perfect treat to bring to this year's holiday party, maybe you've already had your holiday party, maybe you've still got a New Year's party coming up, you need a new gift idea for friends and family, you can make a George's famous baklava. It's a walnut pastry with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All of the ingredients are premium and natural. We've been talking about that all night tonight. In order to ensure only the best taste, it's the perfect treat for any party with friends, family, or coworkers. Or, if you're like me, just stick it in the freezer and then you can have it for a long time.
Yes.
GFB, George's Famous Baklava, is shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fast, fresh, and delicious. Order by Tuesday. He's making these, you know, just for you. He's making these to order, as I understand it.
And he loves doing it, too.
You can order by tomorrow, December 21st, to make sure you have it in time for Christmas. He will drop ship this quick to you. Check out George's Famous Baklava at Mandrick.com. M-A-N-D-R-I-K. Mandrick.com. There's no C in there. That's Mandrick.com. And we might bring some out here in the studio in a little bit.
Delicious.
It's good stuff. Good.
I offered to do a commercial for him, you know, talking about the hot, sticky. Yeah, exactly.
I think that's a great idea. Why did he say no? Did he say no?
I think he wanted to hear you instead say,
oh, really?
Oh, George's baklava.
I don't know. I don't know about that. We'll have to talk to him. But maybe next year.
Right.
You can do that. All right, so we continue here with your calls. Your thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything, 800-259-9231. The man formerly known as Homeless John is with us in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas, what's going on? How's life treating you?
Well, just fine. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, my social life has taken quite a big hit.
It's taken what?
A big hit? Meaning something bad has happened?
No, something good.
Oh, tell me something good.
I go to the chat room. My username, Mr. Congress 2010. I got a link that takes you straight to what I want you to look at.
Okay, well, I'm not in the chat room right now,
so you'll
have to give out the link so people on the radio can.
It's a very long.
Never mind. What do you want to show people, Charles?
That's what I want. It's a photo album at Google Photos.
Is this of you and your girlfriend or what?
I'm trying to get there. That's why I want you to take a look.
Well, I'm sorry, man, but, we do talk radio. We don't, this isn't a television show. So, you know, you've got to describe what you're wanting people to see.
All right.
Remember, most of the people listening are driving in their car right now.
She's a lady I met at church, and she called me on Saturday. Her name is Ellie. And she asked me, what am I going to be doing all day? And to the guys in the chat room, y'all can already see the link. But I said nothing. She was good because me and a friend and my daughter is coming over to bring you a Christmas present. And he brought me a Christmas tree and some goodies, and it's my very first Christmas tree.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's so sweet, John. Your first ever. How old are you?
I'm 52.
How did you not have a Christmas tree when you were growing up?
Sorry, you can't have Christmas trees in prison.
In where?
Prison.
You weren't growing up in prison. Were you?
let me think. Yeah.
How long were you in prison? Were you in a juvenile facility or something?
Well, we can start back in Mississippi, back in the early 70s, from 73 to 73 to 75. I was in the state reform school there. From there, they blew me to the state penitentiary, and then I didn't get up out of state penitentiary until 1978.
Wow.
I got in trouble again. Mississippi, between 1982 to 1983.
When were you first put into one of these state facilities? How old were you?
I was only 15.
So you didn't have a Christmas tree before that? Were your family just unable to afford one, or they didn't celebrate it, or what was that all about?
Well, I don't even know my family because I spent too much time behind bars.
Well, I see where you're coming from, but I mean, you must remember something from when you were 10 or 12 when you weren't actually in the juvie system.
All I know is the juvie system and then the penal system.
That's all you remember, huh?
That's right. And trust me, they were very tough years in my life. But
I believe it, man. Well, I'm glad to hear that things are getting better for you, John, and that's touching.
Hey,
John, I'm looking at that photo right now.
Oh, you see that, huh?
I do. Yeah. Now, tell me who those people are in the picture with you.
That's Ellie, the one that I'm very close upon.
Is that your girlfriend? You're working on it.
She's a special friend. That's nice.
All right. Yeah. Well, anybody can go to chat.freetalklive.com if you really want to see what he's talking about. And what's your handle in there? Is it Charles?
Neely for Congress 2010.
Neely for Congress. Oh, she's cute, too. Hey, thanks for the call, John. I appreciate hearing from you, or Charles,
or
whatever.
Have a Merry Christmas, John.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate hearing from you. Or happy holidays as well for those of you that aren't doing the Christmas thing. You were taking me to task before the show, Michelle, because I don't have a Christmas tree.
You have no decorations. You are such a bah humbug.
You think?
non-festive guy.
Oh, I just don't celebrate
you
anything.
You do like the scent of cinnamon.
I like the
so
cinnamon
So we'll get
broom.
You a cinnamon broom.
yeah, you know, I don't celebrate Christmas. I mean, I'll go to a Christmas celebration, but I don't actually do any myself. And there's nothing else that I celebrate instead. I mean, I'm going to go to Festivus, but that's happening not at my house.
But they don't even, so. Festivus doesn't even have any fun decorations. They have a pole.
They have a pole, right? With a,
you don't even decorate the pole.
Well, Luther tells me that I guess you have to wrestle with a luchador mask on or something like that. So there's going to be a luchador mask there, I think.
Everyone is supposed to bring their own, and I understand.
Their own luchador mask?
Yes, and I understand that we're to wrestle you.
No, not me.
Yeah.
No, it's not my house. It's not happening at my house. I don't know what you're talking about. It's my understanding the Festivus tradition is that the first, I guess it's, the party isn't over until they pin the owner, I guess they pin the head of the household is what it is.
You said owner.
No, it's the head of the household.
You said owner.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't mind having fun with other people's little religion things that they have.
Okay.
But
I'll have you over for Passover, Seder, and then for Easter.
Passover? Now, that's not a fun religion. That's all about, like...
drinking.
Putting blood on the front door and stuff like that, right?
Get to drink. Old hands.
Is that right?
Sing Dainu. Mm-hmm.
We never did that. Well, I grew up in a Christian family, but we weren't, like, Christian like that. We never celebrated
Passover.
Well, that
happens to be Jewish.
Oh, really? See, shows you what I know. Like, I remember they talked about Passover in Christian church.
Yes, because Jesus is the Passover lamb.
What's that mean?
Oh, dear.
That's just because they talked about it doesn't mean I remember or retained any of it.
Okay, so in the Jewish religion, they would celebrate Passover by sacrificing a lamb, and that blood was shed, and Jesus calls himself the Passover lamb. And so, whereas Jews celebrate Passover Seder, Christians celebrate the resurrection of Christ, and it happens at the same time because Jesus was celebrating Passover just prior to going to the cross.
Now, what's the thing with the
that
blood
the
on the door?
Supper.
Isn't that supposed to prevent, like, evil spirits from getting in or something? Like, what's that?
The blood on the doorposts and on the top of the door there was to was so the angel of death would pass over that house and not kill your firstborn son.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want in the remaining moments. And maybe you can find out how ignorant I am regarding the Christian religion.
Or Jewish.
I went to church camp, though. That counts for something. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
I think it's safe to say that we Americans are addicted to caffeine and sugar. Everywhere you look, there are gourmet coffee shops, so-called energy drinks, and there's sugar, 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 sugar. And what do these stimulants really do for you? They make you feel jittery and nervous. And at the end of the day, they have a crash effect when they wear off. If you want to get off this merry-go-round of stimulants for good, I will tell you what I tell all of my clients. Get the proper amount of omega fatty acids in your diet. Omega fatty acids feed your heart and your brain and your body. A great source of these energy-supporting omega fatty acids is the acai berry. And the company Genesis Today has created a great-tasting juice that contains 24,000 milligrams of this wonderful fruit in every tasty and nutritious serving. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice from Genesis Today, and you'll be getting what you need for a healthy and energized body.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones.
You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. Whether it's your touching holiday story or, you know, comments on health freedom as we've been talking about food safety or food freedom as we've been discussing throughout the show tonight. 800-259-9231 or just bring up whatever you want to. We're here all weekend. Well, we as in Free Talk Live. Michelle, thank you for coming in here tonight.
Yes.
And spending some of your Christmas week here with us on the air. Because Mark is out for the entire week. He'll be back on Saturday. In the meantime, we'll have our wonderful co-hosts in throughout the week. And we will be live on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and New Year's Eve. Maybe New Year's Day. Haven't quite ironed that one down yet, but it's looking promising.
We have all day to recover before you go on.
That's right. Not that I go crazy or anything like that.
No, you go crazy. Yeah, you don't
Well,
go crazy.
I can tell you, I've had a few occasions to drink too much, and a few was enough for me, man. I pretty much restrict myself at this
point. Now you just go crazy for baklava.
Oh, I forgot to get it during the break. We'll have to do it after the show. All right, so yeah, Georgia's Famous Baklava, mandrick.com, mandrick.com. All right, so a little bit of different news here, and not in a good way. It wasn't long ago that the Australian government passed some kind of legislation that mandated that all of the internet service providers create basically some kind of filter. They had to go along with this government filtering system that would filter out all the naughty sites, the porn sites, and they could essentially opt. I believe, if I'm recalling correctly, it was built to where they could opt in, an individual could opt in to the unfiltered internet. So by default, everybody is filtered in Australia, and then you can opt in. If I'm misrecalling that, please, if you're in Australia and you can correct me on it, let me know, because it seems like the UK government is basically going to copy that program. And as we've shown many times on this show in the past, once one government comes up with some sort of tyrannical idea and they implement it and they get away with it for at least a short while, other governments around the world, they look at that and they say, ooh, we should do that too.
And
so they do.
Let's go back to what you were saying earlier about honoring other people's choices for how they want to conduct their lives. Now, if any of you are out there who are against pornography are thinking, well, good, they ought to regulate that because that's filth. Well, let me tell you. They might be regulating today what is on the internet in terms of communicating sex and what have you. But tomorrow it's going to be, the government is going to be regulating what's inside your churches, what's inside your homes, what is inside your synagogues, what is inside your place of business, etc. So a little leaven leavens the whole loaf. I mean, it certainly is not going to be... it's not going to you're not going to escape the government's hand.
Important point of clarification here. And you're right, Michelle. You've got to allow other people to be free, or else they just keep getting bigger and more intrusive into our lives. And one of my producers is clarifying. In Australia, there are two filters. So I was incorrect. One of them is mandatory for everybody. You cannot avoid this filter. There's probably some sort of elite hacking way to get around it. But for the most part, if you're the average internet user, you will not be able to avoid this filter. And I think they're putting sites on there that, you know, that are outlawed, the kinds of porn that have been outlawed in Australia, whatever those might be. And maybe some anti-government sites too. I don't know if they've gone that far yet, but that's where they're going to. They're going to expand to those areas. And then there's a secondary filter, which you can opt out of. So there's two levels. There's the one that everybody has to, be subject to. And then there's the secondary filter, which is like, so basically the first level is all the really sicko porn sites that they've outlawed in Australia, which of course people should be allowed to access if that's what they want. But they've outlawed that to where nobody can access those. And then above that, there's the other filter that you can choose to opt out of, and then you can get the regular porn sites or whatever at that point.
And so basically you're going to be on a list.
If you're opting out, that's correct. You'll be on a porn list. Yeah, and they're going to do that now in the UK. News.com.au, so it's actually an Australian site reporting on the UK, saying that the UK government is to combat the early sexualization of children by blocking internet pornography unless parents request it. According to news revealed today, the move is intended to ensure that children are not exposed to sex as a routine byproduct of the internet. It follows warnings about the hidden damage being done to children by sex sites. The biggest broadband providers, including BT, Virgin Media, and TalkTalk, are being called to a meeting next month by the communications minister and will be asked to change how pornography gets into homes. Instead of using parental controls to stop access to pornography, which is what they used to have if you're a parent who's concerned about these sorts of things, you could download software, install like Cyber Blocker or something like that, and then there were these companies that it was their job, or is their job, to keep an updated list of porn sites and basically make it so your computers in your home can't access the porn sites. But it was the parents' responsibility to do that kind of thing. And now they're going to be turning off the porn at the source, at the internet service provider level, unless adults will opt in to receive it. The new initiative is in advance of the imminent convergence of the internet and television on one large screen in the living room. It follows the success of an operation by most British internet service providers to prevent people inadvertently viewing child porn websites. Ministers want companies to use similar technology to shut out all adult pornography from children. Porn sites will be blocked at the source unless people specifically ask to view them. TalkTalk, which includes Tiscali and the British version of AOL, is already introducing a new free service next year called Brightfeed, which allows people to control the internet so that all devices are automatically covered without the need to set up individual controls. And they go on to blab about how serious this is. This is a very serious matter. I think it's very important that the ISPs come up with the solutions to protect children. I'm hoping they will get their acts together so we don't have to legislate. Now, this is a typical position from the government, right? It's like, well, we want you to do this voluntarily, but if you don't, then we're going to pass some kind of legislation.
Well, you know, we keep going over this and over this, the personal responsibility. In order to have liberty, you must exercise personal responsibility, and abdicating that to the government because you don't feel like telling your kid no is, you know, it's going to just come back and haunt you, you know?
As though you can trust the government to keep porn away from your kids. It was on the government school bus when I first saw a Playboy magazine.
Oh, wow.
So they weren't keeping it away from me
is
then.
Is Playboy pornography?
No. I consider sex to be porn, you know, photos of sex or video of sex, sexual things to be porn. But certainly they wouldn't have been pleased had they found
us. Dirty magazine.
Right, with the Playboy. I mean, Playboy was not something that fifth graders, or however old I was, maybe I was six, I don't know, but a young person is supposed to have. But I had it anyway, and that was back when we didn't have the internet. And the idea that some government mandate is going to somehow stop porn from getting in the hands of young people is pretty ludicrous.
So we're going to see pornography banned, but we're still going to have Afghani boys used for sex toys.
Slaves. Yeah. Yeah. So they look a little more here. But at least the ISPs are not just completely bowing down here to them. The Internet Service Providers Association has told MPs that such a blanket ban would be expensive and technically difficult to operate. But the co-founder of the charity Safer Media, which held a conference on internet porn at the Commons last month, said, technically, we know it can be done because the ISPs are already removing child porn after the government put the pressure on them. And this is a really important point. And that is that one regulation always leads to the next.
Yeah.
And so as what they're saying here is that, well, the ISPs are complaining, well, this is going to be too difficult. Oh, well, you already did it with these websites, so why don't you do it with more websites now? So the fact that they went along with the first plan to somehow stop child pornography from getting into people's internet connections is essentially justification for the government to go on with the next step, which is preventing porn from getting in. And then, like you said, Michelle, people that opt out, they're going to get on a list, you know, and so who knows what that's going to result in down the line. Plus, you add to that when they want to start banning so-called anti-government websites or bomb-making material supplies, information, that kind of thing. It's just a matter of degrees before they completely shut off anything that could be dangerous to their control system.
And what else besides the pornography is on that opt-out list? So, for example, is it going to be coupled with something else? You know how things are tagged into.
Well, they found that some of the porn filters have blocked out websites about, like, breast exams and things like that. Like, useful, healthy things that people need to know about.
So I might want to learn about how to do a breast exam, but I'm now going to be called a porn hound.
Yeah.
Porn hound.
Hey, we're out of time. And
Michelle 7, the porn hound.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Good night.
We're going to get some baklava.
Yes, yum.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fiber to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.